USDA Rural Development often helps people and communities with loans and works with housing, businesses, and public development. Earlier this week, State Director Stan Grzynski sent a letter to its customers and partners in Wisconsin, thanking them for their patience during the government shutdown. He acknowledged that the time away from the office has caused a service backlog. 82 employees were furloughed across the state. Grzynski says the greatest backlog is in the housing sector.
People, you know, want to buy homes, and many people in rural communities, particularly now since banks aren't quite as free with their money as they once were, they depend on the rural development housing programs to assist with that.
Grzynski says community water and waste projects that get federal funding through rural development have also been set back.
That interruption of service meant contracts couldn't be let when they were expected to be. Contractors get behind as winter is approaching, and overall it makes it much more dicey for those communities when they're trying to get a project up and running.
Grzynski would not say what projects are behind or say how long it would take for the agency's employees to catch up on the work. He says they've been prioritizing the tasks that get tackled each day. Rural development workers are not permitted to take overtime unless there's an emergency. Maureen McCullum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.